Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games.
What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week. A preview of today's games and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, you want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour two of two. Here we go. Man. Sports is sports now here, man. Sometimes not necessarily a good thing, man. But then again, depending on who you are, there is a good thing. So I don't know. Where do you want to start first, Schultz? There is a lot of things that involve sweet moolah that are kind of affecting, that will affect how we see sports, how we view sports.
So, I'm interested, I think, to start this off with the NBA on TNT conversation.
Okay,
and the possible loss of inside the NBA. And, well, not possible. It really seems to be like day by day more of a sure thing. So I don't know. Why don't we dive into that and kind of maybe talk about how the channel that the game is on or like who's announcing it affects our viewership. Because I do think to a certain degree, especially like with our local teams, you know, it does affect it. So.
Yeah, it absolutely does. So if you hadn't known, there are Warner Brothers is the parent company for TNT, Discovery, you know, all that jazz. And I believe their contract expires with the NBA next year. And so now they're looking for new places to put, you know, for the NBA to go. So we know about streaming services. We know it'll probably be Netflix or something along those lines.
Netflix just got two Christmas games for the NFL.
There you go. So we know that Netflix is probably arguably the most streamed, you know, site as far as their most streamed app as far as like watching things and everything like that. So now that they got football, everybody's got their attention, you know, so Netflix can offer some big, big money. But with that, you might be losing one of the greatest sports shows of all time, which is inside the NBA. So apparently the NBA is asking for $2 billion to keep the contract, you know, with TNT. That's a billion more than they've actually got before. I say you fork that over because we know you have it. And for the opportunity to keep the show that continues to win Emmys for you every single year, a show that has the most outspoken, face in sports media right now in Charles Barkley, next to a Stephen A. Smith, next to, I don't know who else would be, you know, the most outspoken
Shannon
at this point.
Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless so is kind of on his last leg.
It's a short list of guys, and Charles Barkley is definitely one of the guys. Actually, in 2023, he just signed a 10-year extension to be on Inside the NBA. If that goes, Inside the NBA initially started on TBS, which is also a Turner network, which is owned by Warner Brothers. It's since morphed into this long thing. It's been on for almost 30 years, bro. Did you know that?
That's correct. I mean, I'm 35. It's nuts to think that. I feel like Ernie Johnson has just always been a part of my life, and lo and behold, he pretty much has.
Ernie Johnson
is so cool to see that.
Absolutely. You know, it started with Ernie, and then they added Kenny, and so it was Kenny and Ernie, and then Barkley got added in, like, 2010? I want to say, like, 2002 or something like that. They added Barkley 2000, somewhere around there, and then after that, they add Shaq. And Shaq has been there for like 14 years.
Shaq's so funny.
That's crazy. Like to think about the fact that Shaq retired right around 2011, 2012. And then since then, he's been a part of Inside the NBA. Like it's been that long. There's no other show that's this fun, that's this funny. It gives us sound bites. They've been giving us sound bites every week during the basketball season for damn near 20 years, you know, funny things. Gone Fishing is something that we say now because of what we see on Inside the NBA. You know, they've been able to be vulnerable with us. We saw, you know, when Ernie lost his son and, you know, those guys rallied around them. There has been some serious things. We saw the whole George Floyd thing, and we saw Kenny Smith, you know, say that my former protesters, I'm not doing the show tonight. Like, we've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, the funny, you know, the kind of sad, like all that jazz. And I don't feel like there are many shows out there that are authentic like that. I feel like Stephen A. is playing a character on TV. That's how I feel. I feel like Shannon Sharp is playing a character on TV. I feel like these guys are just being themselves up there. And I think that's what makes this show so, so incredible. And so really, there's Warner Brothers has got a dilemma. So they either fork over more money to the NBA to keep a deal on the table or end an almost four-decade-long relationship with the league.
Yeah, essentially, NBC is clawing to get the NBA back.
Well, then we get the music back.
We would get Round Ball Rock. However, it sounds like it's going to be the trade of Round Ball Rock 4 Inside the NBA on TNT. And that has been appointment viewing, Rashad. Essentially, what you just described, every emotion that we feel is just unmatched by any other pregame or postgame show of any sport that we watch here in North America. And when we tune in to NBA on TNT, we know that we're getting a fun, authentic experience.
Right.
And it is something that I mean, even if you're just the general basketball fan, it is appointment viewing, and there's no other show like that. So to lose something as impactful, I think, on sports fans across many generations. I'm 35, been watching it since I was a kid. My dad enjoys it, Rashad. Like, my uncle enjoys it. My buddy that's, like, 22 coming out of college enjoys it. There's so many generations that, you know, in this world of media right now and streaming versus terrestrial, trying to get to the eyes of young kids is almost impossible. Well, Inside the NBA still actually does it. As you say, the Gone Fishing, the, you know, send them to Cabo, like all of these fun.
Send him to Galveston.
Send him to Galveston.
Man, it's like, yeah, like these.
Yeah, Charles Barkley talking about the Pelicans earlier this offseason.
Oh, Charles Barkley talking about San Antonio.
Playoffs, yeah.
You know, like there's little things. I ain't been to Minnesota. Bring your ass. Like those little things.
Exactly.
It's not something you get on ESPN
a
lot of time. I think there's a level of comfort that players have with those, you know, with that crew of people.
Yeah.
And just to put into context for other people, Warner Brothers has the rights to March Madness, along with Major League Baseball, NHL, and NASCAR. And most recently, they acquired college football playoff games from ESPN.
Yeah, it's like a sublease deal. So they're getting the college football playoff, but there are a couple of games, but they're going to essentially trade off and lose.
Yeah, but
the NBA
really,
on TNT, which is not an equal trade.
The NBA is like, we know March Madness, the tournament is a huge deal, but that's. That's a Halloween store. They do business for once a year, and then they kind of go away, you know. But MLB, nobody watches in May, April, May, June, you know, for the most part. NHL, still a huge sport. NASCAR, huge down south. The NBA is still the crown jewel.
Their biggest product.
This is your biggest product. So I think you have to do whatever you can to hang on to them and try to figure out a way that, you know, you can make this work. So it would be a cultural meltdown if I think it's just to me if Inside the NBA isn't on anymore.
I mean, I agree with you that Inside the NBA needs to stay. However, unfortunately, what we're going to be looking at is essentially a decision by the suits, you know, trying to equate the money that it's going to take to, you know, the cultural backlash that they're going to see. And people, you know, may initially, I'm not going to watch TNT for like a month or two, but they will still turn it on. It's still going to be in people's streaming packages and cable packages. However the hell you watch, it's still going to be there. And if something of note is on there, you're going to watch it. And executives know that. And I'm not trying to bag on people watching sports. Like, I get that. My point is that, unfortunately, the backlash is going to make... It's going to make no difference to any of these suits that make this decision. We're talking billions upon billions, and frankly, we are kind of at the apex in terrestrial TV versus streaming, where now we're starting to, Rashad, 20 years ago, it was every league getting billions from every TV network for their product. The NFL with CBS and Fox paying them billions, and the NBA getting ESPN and TNT to pay them billions. Essentially now, we're starting to see, I would say, a little bit of, it's like, we're still going to pay the same amount of money, but we're going to pay it in a different way, and that means we've got to advertise ourselves in a different way as ESPN, and that means putting ourselves on an app, getting an ESPN bet thing going, and in that, we're not going to see as many options available, unfortunately, because there's options out there for sports viewing, but as far as prime time options or like appointment viewing pre and post game shows, you know, the ABC basketball stuff with Stephen A. Smith, nobody cares.
No one cares. And all those guys, Perk, like no one cares.
And if executives were smart, they would be going for those entities in these conversations. However, it's literally the product of the league. And for some reason, this show isn't being included in the Inside the NBA on TNT product. I honestly was shocked when I heard all those guys saying, I'm not leaving. I would think that they would go to like an Inside the NBA on NBC. You know, if they're taking the rights, NBC is from TNT, and that's what's going to happen. You would think you should continue that show that way. I would assume NBC, you know, would try to make it easy for those guys, but who knows? Like, and if they're not wanting to do it, they're not going to do it. So it just really sucks. Yeah. Ultimately, the way that we're seeing TV networks bid over these kinds of contracts and sports, essentially, it's just this big contraction of options that are available despite the growing availability of viewing options. And we're now, Rashad, because these leagues have to compete in a different way, we're going to see some of this good stuff go away. It's not going to get, there's not going to be more options. There's going to be less.
Oh, that sucks, man. So big decisions to be made by Warner Brothers, and hopefully they make the right decision and we can keep our beloved inside the NBA. So coming up next, talk some more money. House versus NCAA, what that means, how that affects college football moving forward. We'll talk about that next right here, Sports Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
10/20, Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, three-day weekend for most of us.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day out there.
Absolutely, man. Happy Memorial Day, man. If you're remembering your loved ones, man, you know, people from your family, people who fought for this country, you know, whatever the case is, man, we salute you. We tip our hats to you, man. Happy Memorial Day.
My dad always does a good job on Memorial Day of watching the graves of the family. He's really taken up, you know, that duty over the last few years, like, just... God, it takes like dedication to go do that, you know, I'm always impressed with people that have family members that do that, and seeing my dad, like, he makes it a priority, to go do that. So happy Memorial Day, everybody, and good on you, Dad.
It's crazy that these things, like, there's not someone who works at the cemeteries that goes out and cleans these graves off and stuff like that. Like, where my brother is buried, like, it's always dirty. I'm like, man, nobody ever comes and cleans this stuff, like, power wash it, something like that. But
and that's why my dad, he wants to offer the personal touch, and this is his way of you know, the earthly representation left of that loved one. It's like, hey, I love you, I care about you, and I want, you know, I want you to know that.
Absolutely. So happy Memorial Day to everybody, at least as we get there, but hopefully you enjoy your weekend. Somebody who's definitely enjoying the weekend over the last couple of days is anybody that plays college football, or anybody that's planning to play college football. Or college sports in general, yeah?
Yeah, or even played college sports back to 2016,
Played in the last 10 years. You're entitled to some bank, and you're probably going to be getting paid soon. A historic, historic day in college football. Excuse me, in college sports. I got to stop saying that. The Power Five conferences and the NCAA Board of Governors voted on Thursday to accept the settlement of three antitrust cases that create a There's a new structure basically now for college football. There's a lot of confusion around it for now. I think that nobody knows what's going to happen, but it is historic. More than $2.7 billion in back damages and new revenue are going to be going to these schools to be able to pay their players. College players are officially now being paid by the colleges they attend. Not an NIL deal. That's something totally different. This is an actual check coming from your actual school to play whatever your respective sport is. I assume most of this money is going to be going to football, depending on which college you're at. I can imagine more money, like if you're Duke, Duke basketball is always going to outweigh Duke football. So yeah. I can imagine some places are going to get, you know, some divisions or, excuse me, departments are going to get more than others. But this is crazy. Amateurism in sports is officially over. These are now professional athletes. They will be paid for not a scholarship, not a stipend. They will be paid for their labor and the things they do.
As they should have been.
As they should have been.
20 freaking years ago.
We've been saying it as sports fans, like we see the colleges raking in hundreds of millions of dollars in some cases based on, you know, you play in the bowl games or you play, if you're lucky enough to make it to the playoff and you get a chance to be in that. Like
the growing TV deals
deals, you know, all these things. Like we know the Pac-12, Larry, what's my Pac-12 commissioner? Stupid guy.
The old one, Larry Scott.
Was asking for $5 billion for the Pac-12, you know, network at a point. And it's like, man, for what? You know, what do we need that? What do you need that for? Pac-12 network sucked. Let's just be real. Like, it was never anything good on it. Did you ever find anything good on Pac-12 network outside of Pac-12 After Dark?
No, Pac-12 Network, they had a really good opportunity to, like, fill it with programming, you know, each day. Here's a breakdown of this team. Here's a breakdown of this upcoming matchup. We've got a weekly Pac-12 show that we could put on.
Not $5 billion, excuse me.
Like, none of that.
Yeah, but he was asking for a lot of money for TV contracts. And, like, you see the money being pulled in. We've seen it for years. And now all of a sudden college sports is changing. And so my question is, I think the coaches' questions, what does this mean? Like, do we have a salary cap now? Do I have to pay everybody? Like, do I get to decide what I get to pay? And mind you, like you said, guys from 10 years ago, up to 10 years ago, are still going to be expecting some type of check. So how does this work? And I think that's the big question right now that has a lot of college football fans like us a little not confused, because while it is an awesome thing to have happen finally, right, it should have happened a long time ago. What does this mean? Like, are we going to start seeing bidding wars for recruits now?
I mean, we already are.
I mean, but now it's like really on the table. It's like, well, Oregon offered me $4 million, but Alabama's offering me $5 million. Can you match it? Or can you do that? Like, all of a sudden things are going to start shifting for players, for coaches, like how you know, a guy like Nick Saban, he retired at the right time. The absolute right time, because there's no way he would have been able to really
He couldn't handle this. And you wonder...
Because these kids shouldn't be getting paid in his eyes.
And you wonder if, like, Clemson's Dabo Sweeney is really sweating.
Yeah,
because he has refused, absolutely refused, to build talent in the last few years through the transfer portal, maybe until recently when he's really been forced
Dabo's
to, but
a
even
red
still...
Ass. He always has been.
He is willing to take the $10, $20 million check and thinks that his guys are amateurs. Now, you ask, what does this do? I mean, first, it accomplishes two things. The $2.8 billion essentially is the total amount of money that I believe is going back to all of the players that are going to be paid for their past appearances in games, and they're going to use a formula. It's going to be like the number of snaps that you took, you know, times the number of years that you played divided by. It's going to be an interesting formula to make that actual amount, you know, for each individual player. But essentially, you know, this accomplishes paying past players, which should have already been done by the NCAA, something that could have been done for much cheaper by the NCAA. If they had literally just, you know, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, said, all right, we're going to give guys, you know, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. We're not talking obscene amounts of money for the entire roster here. And I don't think, you know, I'm not sure everybody can quantify it as like, okay, what are we just making, you know, like $1 million each down the roster? No, of course not. The guys like Bo Nix, the guys like Dylan Gabriel, Troy Franklin are going to be getting the cash. The quarterbacks are still going to be getting the most money. And now, because, you know, like we're seeing a NCAA college football game coming out again, because of the image and likeness of these players that is licensed out these schools, they will be making a fair amount of money for that. And frankly, it saves the NCAA a ton of money making this settlement, because it could have ended up, if these ended up in court, Rashad, with individual players suing the NCAA for back pay, this could have been a $4, $5, $6 billion case.
Yeah.
So essentially, the NCAA is saving themselves money and making this happen for past players. But then the second thing that it's accomplishing is, I would say, opening up the Wild Wild West, which we already had with NIL, but now you've basically got money coming from two sources: NIL deals, which are separate entities from the schools, and then the schools themselves. So we're going to have like a base salary for every single player in college sports. And now the NIL is going to be the cherry on top. So it's like free agency, the real game. We already saw free agency in college football, specifically in college basketball, all the sports. But really, that's where we saw it affecting, you know, schools the most and individuals the most. But now, the cherry on top that has just been added, Rashad, yeah, I think there are going to be massive bids for recruits.
And
I think there's going to be battles in the millions of dollars for very young
kids. And I'm
going
to be curious. And I'm curious, is there going to be incentives, right? So, like, so here's a student who, you know, you won the Heisman, or you're up for the Maxwell Award, or, you know what I mean? Like, you made first or second team All-American. You go to the NCAA tournament, and you know, you compete in the Sweet 16, or you make it to the Elite Eight. Like, is there going to be some type of additional incentive, like a bonus, like a stipend or something like that they're going to get? Like,
you hit certain contracts,
and I think that's the big thing.
Money.
Like, none of us know about how exactly this is going to look as things move forward, and how this is going to impact recruiting, and how this is going to impact, you know, the overall game, what it looks like. How does it impact 18-year-old kids that are making, you know, maybe $500,000 to, you know, a couple million dollars coming straight out of high school? Like, how does that affect their ability to stay humble and hungry and still want to get to that next level? Most people, and I know we're against it and we have to break, there are a lot of people, not say most people, but there are a lot of people that play football and basketball and baseball as a way out. This is how I'm going to get paid.
Yeah.
This is how I have to take care of my family. This is how we have to do whatever. If I can get that in college and play 4 years of college football and
set
be done
yourself
with it,
up?
Do I really want to go to the NFL and do more work and do more travel and do everything? I think, honestly, if the goal for a lot of these students is to get to the NFL, to get to the NBA, to get to the Olympics, you know, whatever the case is, like, that's your overall goal. But you do that because you want to make money in some cases. If I can make money in college, especially if it's a lot of mills, and especially if I can get NIL deals and stuff, like, Bronny James made like $5 million for NIL, average 4 points a game.
you know, like, is there really much of an incentive for me to try to go to the next level when I know I can, if I can make this every year, you know, 3 to 5 million a year by the time I graduate, like, I don't need the NFL or the NBA. So how will this affect that product? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. So there's a lot to look out for. So this is definitely a historic time in college sports. Congratulations to all the players.
Absolutely.
To all the past players who felt like they should have been paid a long time ago.
I mean, they should, honestly, Rashad, I do know we're up against it. We should be going back to like 2000,
for
I
sure.
feel like.
The
start of like NCAA football games being released and linebacker number 45 and quarterback number 7. Perfect example.
Eric Crouch,
winner of the Heisman Trophy over Joey Harrington in 2001, right? He was an amazing college football player, was all over the television in his junior and senior years in Nebraska. Like, when you talked college football, Eric Crouch was in the conversation. He was a sixth, and he was a quarterback. He was a sixth-round pick.
Receiver.
Yeah, as a wide receiver to the St. Louis Rams at the time. Mm-hmm. So my point is, the dude had no pro football capitalization and no pro football earnings, but the amount of money that he now in today's system could have made
is set
huge.
Him up forever. There's no need for me to go and change my position
exactly
in the NFL. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. There's a lot coming up. So coming up next, we'll get back to this thing, man. Most impressive and least impressive players in the playoffs. We'll talk about that. But first, Schulze is sports. It's Maroon 5.
No, Calvin Harris. Close.
Who?
Calvin Harris.
He's
a DJ. God, there's a song that he did that I know you know. Oh, God.
I don't know this dude.
How deep is your love?
Key Sweat?
This is what you came for. He did that. He did the beat for that one.
Oh, okay.
So I know it's like you've heard a couple of his beats, but yeah, he's I believe he is just a DJ.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to that guy.
But you know. Yeah, there you go.
So, man, watching this postseason has been really, really, really fun, man. Like, the postseason is always the best time, more so than even in football, right? Like, the NBA postseason creates new stars. You know, if you hadn't got a chance to really see some of these guys play throughout the year, the playoffs come and now you get a chance to watch multiple games of a certain player. I know a lot of people that have never really seen Donovan Mitchell play until he gets to the playoffs. You're like, oh, hell, Donovan Mitchell is nice. Like, so I'm curious to know from you, Schulze, which players have you watched that you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's got it?
I mean, P.J. Washington Jr., seeing him hit threes for the Mavs has been really inspiring. I like watching, you know, like the third or fourth option, you know, have to step up in a big playoff game. And we do see guys, like, really have their coming out parties during this time of year. Another big one for the Mavs in particular, Daniel Gafford, Ben Shepherd, you know, for the Pacers. Just a lot of these role players that I feel like are stepping up and having bigger games than, you know, we really expect them to in the moment. That's exciting for me. Obviously, you know, Anthony Edwards, the crazy, crazy surge of his talent that now everybody knows about. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Thunder, you know, having some really good games and just leading that team. They're still young. You know, I don't think anybody's disappointed or mad that they went out so early. You know, their fans know that this is a team that's still building and, frankly, is probably here earlier than a lot of fans thought that they would be.
I think they're right on time. Honestly, I think they're right on time, considering it was a, you know, you make the play-in, you get a little better the next year. Like, you've been slowly drafting your Shays and Giddy, and then you get Chet, who got hurt.
Oh, I have something to say about Giddy on the other side.
Of course, man. Like, you know.
No, it's not even his. Continue. Like, when we have the worst players in the playoffs, he's on my list.
He definitely, you know, was on that list of players that weren't great. But for me, Andrew Nembhard has been so much fun to watch. He's a guy that I'm not sure what his contract situation looks like, but if he is a free agent or if he is in the next couple years, he's about to get paid, because when you show up like this in the playoffs and you hit big shots to win games in the playoffs, you're definitely due for a big payday. I remember one year from Minnesota, there was a guy named Troy Hudson, and Troy Hudson had an amazing series against the Lakers. And or not, was it the Lakers? I can't remember who they played in their playoff run, but he was so good that the next year he got paid big money. Didn't really do much after that, but if you perform well in these playoffs, you can really get paid, and we can potentially see a star being born. I mentioned earlier Jalen Brunson a few years ago, you know, in the playoffs with Dallas. And then, you know, fast forward, Jalen Brunson, I don't know if there was a more fun player in the playoffs to watch than Jalen Brunson. Until he got injured, until, you know, you could tell he was kind of hobbling a little bit. And playing for Tibbs is tough. You know, he's going to run you into the ground. You're going to play defense. You're going to dive on the floor for loose balls. You're going to do all that stuff. You're going to put your body at risk when you play for Tibbs. And any player that's ever played for his Timberwolves or his Bulls, or they will tell you the same thing. But to watch the way he competed throughout every single game, to watch the way he scored, you know what he's going to do, but you still can't stop it. Like, there's something to be said for that. And so
he's on his Nembhard's on his rookie contract, by the way, still. So he summer of 26 is when he gets hit free agency for the first
time.
Forget
he's a rookie. So
no, he's gonna be getting paid just off of this series alone. He probably like a minimum $15 million salary. Minimum.
Okay, that's legit. You know, some other guys, you know, kind of disappointed with. I he was hurt, but. Man, the Clippers really could have used healthy Kawhi, you know. And
well, a lot of teams could have used a healthy Kawhi over the years.
Well, and I'm just saying. Well, I mean, I don't think they lose that series if Kawhi is healthy. But I think about a lot of questions in for a lot of people about Kawhi. Is he really as great as we gave him credit for? You know, we got to be real. There's some that Warrior series in Toronto. A lot had to happen for that Toronto team to win. KD had to go down and come back and go down again. Klay had to go. Remember, Klay was cooking before he got hurt in that game. And he got hurt, and then everything pretty much went south for that team. And what do you know, they lucked into a championship that year. But since then, Kawhi hasn't really been the same player. Still very good when he's on the floor, but he's almost never on the floor. He did play a bunch of games this year. But when they really needed him in the playoffs, that was pretty disappointing.
I'm just struggling to understand why people are still even wondering if Kawhi Leonard's the guy or not, because he had issues in San Antonio wanting to play. And now once again in Los Angeles, we're seeing the same exact thing.
Well, I think he couldn't play in San Antonio, and they were trying to force him to play. And he was like, man, I'm still hurt. But like, they played through it.
Yeah, that there's the... Yeah, exactly. Game three of the playoffs. Like, if you're hurt or you're injured, I think is the real discussion. It's like, how hurt are you, Kawhi?
We saw how hurt he was. He wasn't able to move. He wasn't able to play defense the way he wanted to. He had no lift on his shot.
Okay.
Like, he didn't look like the Kawhi.
But he couldn't have gone out there and been a decoy for 20 minutes. I mean, Damian Lillard literally hobbled around on one Achilles for that overtime. And Chris, you know, when Chris Middleton led the Bucks over to the win, I can't remember who they were playing at that point, but Dame just sat there for 5 minutes. He still gave the effort. And I get it. If you're going to put yourself at risk, you don't want to do that. But I think that there is the air of concern around Kawhi that he just doesn't want to give 100% effort. When you're injured, I get it. But he still has never pushed through that narrative of, oh, I'm the guy that doesn't really want to play. He never has.
I mean, when you got two championships and a Defensive Player of the Year award, I think Kawhi has one of those, does he?
I don't know about the Defense Player of the Year. Probably.
I'll look it up. I don't know. Probably not. But, man, when you have his resume and when you've won championships with two different teams and been the finals MVP for both of those teams, it buys you a lot of leeway. You know, it buys you a lot of grace. You know, and so I think with Kawhi, you have to give him some grace because, you know, when he is healthy, he's great. I think he's one of those dudes, like, he's just negotiating his contract. I can only play 60 games. I can only give you 60 games. If you want me to be the best me, I can't play 82 games. You know, it's just kind of the way my body is set up, the way my knees are set up. I can't give you that.
Then he should be making 75% of what a year salary maybe that he would be making is.
Maybe.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe. You know, I think that maybe. But again, maybe that preserves him for the season. Maybe you have him during this deep playoff run because the playoffs are different. We know this. The playoffs are different. They're more physical. You know, it's more of a chess match. It's not checkers. During the league, you can catch a team slipping, you know, but in the playoffs, you've studied this team. You know exactly what to expect. You know exactly how to adjust. You know how to make those changes. it's different. And if you don't have Kawhi on the floor at that point, then the Clippers truly had no chance. James Harden, the first couple games, had to be Houston James Harden for them to be able to even get those dubs. When he wasn't Houston Harden, they weren't very good. Paul George is also one of those guys that was, he can be disappointing. Playoff P is not a good thing. Playoff P ain't a good thing. Paul George averaged 19.5 points in the playoffs. That's not superstar-like.
Yeah.
We need more from Playoff P. So, okay, well, I don't want to, we can go more and more about all these people that are frustrating me or some of the people that have made me smile. It's been really fun watching TJ McConnell play at certain points and watch the things he was able to. It was really fun in the first round to watch Paolo Banchero like really go out there kill the way he did.
Jalen Suggs hitting some key threes for the Magic as well.
That Magic team, if they can stay together, they're going to be nice in the future.
Jamal Mosley fourth in Coach of the Year voting. Like they've got a good young core there. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know. Playoffs today. Game three, 5 o'clock on TNT or on Max, which is how I'll be watching it. And, let's see if Minnesota and Anthony Edwards, who's really on this list of disappointments over the last few games, too, needs to do more. You need more than 21, need more than 19, you need more than 18, you got to, or 16, you got to go out there and be great and win this game.
Let me add quickly, I believe that the biggest disappointment of this playoffs is Josh Giddey for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he is your shooting guard that should be hitting a couple of threes at minimum every game, at minimum, at least able to keep your offense moving. He can't, and the fact that he's not able to play well, like, in at this point, and even play well enough.
Yeah, he wasn't even on the floor at points.
Exactly, and play well enough to stop the conversations about him, you know, like, stooping an underage girl.
Yeah,
like the fact that we're still talking about that months later, as opposed to, like, what he's doing on the court, yeah. Most disappointing playoffs go to Oklahoma City Thunder's Josh Giddey!
Hey, that's not the award you want to win, but congratulations anyway. So, coming up next, man, let's tie a bow on it, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, Sports Sunday on the Fan. 10:51, Sunday, the 26th of May, 2024. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, Memorial Day weekend. You are going to do some grilling tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to try to figure out. I got some frozen trout in the freezer. I got some burgers. Ooh. I got some steaks. Try to see what I want
to grill. Vary it up. I like to do a nice, if I can get some salmon, you know, on the grill or something like that. Just
absolutely.
I like some to break
salmon.
It up a little bit. You know, I love steak and I love, you know, chicken and all the stuff. Sometimes a nice piece of salmon, you know, maybe a cedar plank if you have one.
Yup.
You know, some lemons and whatnot can go a really, really long way.
I usually do my salmon dill and lemon and butter. Just keep it simple.
Real simple.
Tiny bit of salt, though. And, oh, my God, yeah, that dill and salmon, there's no flavor there.
Yeah, that's a game changer right there. And so what about are you a sides guy? Can you you pretty good with your side dishes, which is equally as important to the barbecue, to the
meal? No, that's absolutely. You got to have fries. You got to have some sort of vegetable. Like, I love asparagus.
So
we'll do asparagus on the grill or we'll probably just do this on the stovetop if we do it, but Brussels sprouts with bacon, that's a pretty 100%. Popular one in our house.
Absolutely.
So.
Brussels sprouts, bacon, and for me, a steak, that's a perfect dinner for me. Brussels sprouts and a steak, like, let's go.
Well, and I'm pretty simple. Just give me, like, some lettuce. Like, I'll just do a salad with, it's Ken's, like, cheesy Italian, like, zesty dressing or whatever. Like, I love that S, and I will just pour it on some lettuce, and I got a meal.
I have a confession. I don't know if necessarily, but I am not a cheese on my salad guy. I hate it. It's
really?
Like, I think it's gross. I don't see, like, cheese and egg and, like, even certain meat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
It's Maroon 5.
No, Calvin Harris. Close.
Who?
Calvin Harris.
He's
a DJ. God, there's a song that he did that I know you know. Oh, God.
I don't know this dude.
How deep is your love?
Key Sweat?
This is what you came for. He did that. He did the beat for that one.
Oh, okay.
So I know it's like you've heard a couple of his beats, but yeah, he's a. I believe he is a just a DJ.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to that guy.
But you know. Yeah, there you go.
So, man, watching this postseason has been really, really, really fun, man. Like the postseason is always the best time, more so than even in football, right? Like the NBA postseason creates new stars. You know, if you hadn't got a chance to really see some of these guys play throughout the year, the playoffs come and now you get a chance to watch multiple games of a certain player. I know a lot of people that have never really seen Donovan Mitchell play. Until he gets to the playoffs, you're like, oh, hell, Donovan Mitchell is nice. Like, so I'm curious to know from you, Schultzy, which players have you watched that you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's got it?
I mean, P.J. Washington Jr., seeing him hit threes for the Mavs has been really inspiring. I like watching, you know, like the third or fourth option, you know, have to step up in a big playoff game. And we do see guys like really have their coming out parties during this time of year. Another big one for the Mavs in particular, Daniel Gafford, Ben Shepherd, you know, for the Pacers. Just a lot of these role players that I feel like are stepping up and having bigger games than, you know, we really expect them to in the moment. That's exciting for me. Obviously, you know, Anthony Edwards, the crazy, crazy surge of his talent that now everybody knows about. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Thunder, you know, having some really good games and just leading that team. They're still young. You know, I don't think anybody's disappointed or mad that they went out so early. You know, their fans know that this is a team that's still building and frankly is probably here earlier than a lot of fans thought that they would be.
I think they're right on time. Honestly, I think they're right on time considering
it was a, you know, you make the play in, you get a little better the next year. Like, you've been drafting, slowly drafting your Shays and Giddy, and then you get Chet, who got hurt.
Oh,
you know,
I have something to say about
year.
Giddy on the other side.
Of course,
though.
Man. Like, you know.
No, no, no. It's not even his. Continue. Right? Like, when we have the worst players in the playoffs, yeah, he's on my list.
He definitely, you know, was on that list of players that weren't great. But for me, Andrew Nembhard has been so much fun to watch. He's a guy that I'm not sure what his contract situation looks like, but if he is a free agent or if he is in the next couple years, he's about to get paid, because when you show up like this in the playoffs and you hit big shots to win games in the playoffs, you're definitely due for a big payday. I remember one year from Minnesota, there was a guy named Troy Hudson, and Troy Hudson had an amazing series against the Lakers, and or not, was it the Lakers? I can't remember who they played in their playoff run, but he was so good that the next year he got paid big money. Didn't really do much after that, but if you perform well in these playoffs, you can really get paid, and we can potentially see a star being born. I mentioned earlier Jalen Brunson a few years ago, you know, in the playoffs with Dallas, and then, you know, fast forward, Jalen Brunson, I don't know if there was a more fun player in the playoffs to watch than Jalen Brunson. Until he got injured, until, you know, you could tell he was kind of hobbling a little bit. And playing for Tibbs is tough. You know, he's going to run you into the ground. You're going to play defense. You're going to dive on the floor for loose balls. You're going to do all that stuff. You're going to put your body at risk when you play for Tibbs. And any player that's ever played for his Timberwolves or his Bulls, or they will tell you the same thing. But to watch the way he competed throughout every single game, to watch the way he scored, you know what he's going to do, but you still can't stop it. Like, there's something to be said for that. And so
he's on his Nembhard's on his rookie contract, by the way, still. So he, okay. Summer of 26 is when he gets hit free agency for the first
forget
time.
Forget he's a rookie. So
no, he's going to be getting paid just off of this series alone. He probably like a minimum $15 million salary minimum.
Okay. That's legit. You know, some other guys, you know, kind of disappointed with. I he was hurt, but man, the Clippers really could have used healthy Kawhi, you know. And
well, a lot of teams could have used a healthy Kawhi over the years.
Well, and I'm just saying. Well, I mean, I don't think they lose that series if Kawhi is healthy. But I think about a lot of questions in for a lot of people about Kawhi. Is he really as great as we gave him credit for? You know, we got to be real. There's some that. Warrior series in Toronto, a lot had to happen for that Toronto team to win. KD had to go down and come back and go down again. Klay had to go. Remember, Klay was cooking before he got hurt in that game. And he got hurt, and then everything pretty much went south for that team. And what do you know, they lucked into a championship that year. But since then, Kawhi hasn't really been the same player. Still very good when he's on the floor, but he's almost never on the floor. He did play a bunch of games this year. But when they really needed him in the playoffs, that was pretty disappointing.
I'm just struggling to understand why people are still even wondering if Kawhi Leonard's the guy or not, because he had issues in San Antonio wanting to play. And now once again in Los Angeles, we're seeing the same exact thing.
Well, I think he couldn't play in San Antonio, and they were trying to force him to play. And he was like, man, I'm still hurt. But like, they played through it.
Yeah, that there's the... Yeah, exactly. Game three of the playoffs. Like, if you're hurt or you're injured, I think is the real discussion. It's like, how hurt are you, Kawhi?
We saw how hurt he was. He wasn't able to move. He wasn't able to play defense the way he wanted to. He had no lift on his shot.
Okay.
Like, he didn't look like the Kawhi.
But he couldn't have gone out there and been a decoy for 20 minutes. I mean, Damian Lillard literally hobbled around on one Achilles for that overtime. And Chris, you know, when Chris Middleton led the Bucks over to the win, I can't remember who they were playing at that point, but Dame just sat there for 5 minutes. He still gave the effort. And I get it. If you're going to put yourself at risk, you don't want to do that. But I think that there is the air of concern around Kawhi that he just doesn't want to give 100% effort. When you're injured, I get it. But he still has never pushed through that narrative of, oh, I'm the guy that doesn't really want to play. He never has.
I mean, when you got two championships and a Defensive Player of the Year award, I think Kawhi has one of those, does he?
I don't know about the Defensive Player of the Year. I'll
look it up. I don't know. Probably not. But man, when you have his resume and when you've won championships with two different teams and been the finals MVP for both of those teams, it buys you a lot of leeway. You know, it buys you a lot of grace. You know, and so I think with Kawhi, you have to give him some grace because you know when he is healthy, he's great. I think he's one of those dudes, like, he's just negotiating his contract. I can only play 60 games. I can only give you 60 games. If you want me to be the best me, I can't play 82 games. You know, it's just kind of the way my body is set up, the way my knees are set up, I can't give you that.
Then he should be making 75% of what a year salary maybe, that he would be making is.
Maybe.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe, you know, I think that maybe, but again, maybe that preserves him for the season. Maybe you have him during this deep playoff run, because the playoffs are different. We know this. The playoffs are different. They're more physical. You know, it's more of a chess match. It's not checkers. During the league, you can catch a team slipping, you know, but in the playoffs, you've studied this team. You know exactly what to expect. You know exactly how to adjust. You know how to make those changes. It's different. And if you don't have Kawhi on the floor at that point, then the Clippers truly had no chance. James Harden, the first couple games, had to be Houston James Harden for them to be able to even get those dubs. When he wasn't Houston Harden, they weren't very good. Paul George is also one of those guys that was – he can be disappointing. Playoff P is not a good thing. Playoff P ain't a good thing. Paul George averaged 19.5 points in the playoffs. That's not – superstar life.
Yeah.
We need more from playoff P. So, okay, well, I don't want to, we can go more and more about all these people that are frustrating me or some of the people that have made me smile. It's been really fun watching TJ McConnell play at certain points and watch the things he was able to. It was really fun in the first round to watch Paolo Banchero like really go out there and kill the way he did. Like,
Jalen Suggs hitting some key threes for the Magic as well.
That Magic team, if they can stay together, they're going to be nice in the future.
Jamal Mosley fourth in Coach of the Year voting. Like, they've got a good young core there. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know. Playoffs today. Game three, 5 o'clock on TNT or on Max, which is how I'll be watching it. And, let's see if Minnesota and Anthony Edwards, who's really on this list of disappointments over the last few games, too, needs to do more. You need more than 21, need more than 19, you need more than 18, or 16. You got to go out there and be great and win this game.
Let me add quickly, I believe that the biggest disappointment of this playoffs is Josh Giddey for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he is your shooting guard that should be hitting a couple of threes at minimum every game, at minimum, at least able to keep your offense moving. He can't, and the fact that he's not able to play well, like, in at this point, and even play well enough.
Yeah, he wasn't even on the floor at points.
Exactly, and play well enough to stop the conversations about him, you know, like, stupid an underage girl.
Yeah,
like the fact that we're still talking about that months later, as opposed to, like, what he's doing on the court, yeah. Most disappointing playoffs go to Oklahoma City Thunder's Josh Giddey!
Hey, that's not the award you want to win, but congratulations anyway. So, coming up next, man, let's tie a bow on it, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, Sports Sunday on the Fan. 10:51, Sunday, the 26th of May, 2024. Tomorrow is Memorial Day weekend. You are going to do some grilling tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to try to figure out. I got some frozen trout in the freezer. I got some burgers. Ooh. I got some steaks. Try to see what I want
to grill. Yeah, kind of, you know, vary it up. I like to do a nice... If I can get some salmon, you know, on the grill or something like that, just
absolutely.
I like some to break
salmon.
It up a little bit. You know, I'm not I love steak and I love, you know, chicken and all the stuff. Sometimes a nice piece of salmon, you know, maybe a cedar plank if you have one.
Yup.
You know, some lemons and whatnot can go a really, really long way.
I usually do my salmon dill and lemon and butter. Just keep it simple.
Real simple.
Tiny bit of salt though. And oh my God, yeah, that dill and salmon, there's no flavor there.
Yeah, that's a game changer right there. And so, what about? Are you a sides guy? Can you you pretty good with your side dishes, which is equally as important to the barbecue?
That's absolutely. You gotta have fries. You gotta have some sort of vegetable. Like I love asparagus.
So
we'll do asparagus on the grill or. We'll probably just do this on the stovetop if we do it, but Brussels sprouts with bacon, that's a pretty 100%. Popular one in our house.
Absolutely.
So.
Brussels sprouts, bacon, and for me, a steak, that's a perfect dinner for me. Brussels sprouts and a steak, like, let's go.
Well, and I'm pretty simple. Just give me, like, some lettuce. Like, I'll just do a salad with, it's like some It's Ken's like cheesy Italian, like zesty dressing or whatever. Like I love that S, and I will just pour it on some lettuce. So, and I'm really, I got a meal.
I have a confession. I don't know if necessarily, but I am not a cheese on my salad guy. I hate it. It's
really?
Like, I think it's gross. I don't see, like, cheese and egg and, like, even certain meats like ham. Like, yeah, I'm cool. Like, I don't need any of that. Like, I do enjoy, like, a nice spicy ranch if I can find one, you know, jalapeno ranch. But
okay,
for the most part, like, I am not a cheese on my salad. So I hate Caesar salad. And, you know, I'll
dang,
hard pass for
I
me.
I love Caesar.
Hard pass for me. No, thank you.
I mean, I'm all about, like, the, I guess, because of COVID and like germs, people don't really do this anymore, but like the pizzeria open salad bar.
Oh man.
I believe like in Lincoln City, Gallucci's is one of the only places that still has one, you know, and you can get the eggs. I pile on the cheese.
I love those.
Dude, it is. It's old school. So, I love those. And I
remember
I love all the
after, you know, baseball games and stuff like that.
Oh,
like
yeah,
as a team,
yeah,
you go out to one of the Pizza Hut, one of the last Pizza Huts that was here,
yeah,
you know, had a dine-in, you know, spot. So we could just go ahead and go to the salad bar, like with the red cups. Like that was an experience. Like I'm honestly, you bring up a point, like COVID took away one of my favorite things, which was buffets in a lot of cases. Like some buffets never recovered.
The inner fat kid in you, Rashad, I love you. Hey, did man, I love
listen,
I ditto, I
listen,
love buffets.
I am a huge buffet guy. Like for me, and I catch a lot of flack for this, but Hometown Buffet was
Hometown
like,
Buffet, okay,
was like my favorite. Used to be Old Country Buffet, and
yes,
they changed the name
back in the day
to Hometown Buffet, and that's a go-to. Their breakfast, you know, their omelet bar, man, please, let's go.
Like,
let's
that go. Slaps.
Like,
we're done.
Like you talking $10 for breakfast for as many omelets as I can ingest, please.
I gotta go Izzy's. Back in the day, dude, Izzy's Pizza and a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Listen to that harmony there.
Yeah,
okay.
we could do
I
a
see
gig,
you, bro.
Hell
I
yeah,
see
I
you.
See
no,
you.
Izzy's was a great one. We had Pietro's Pizza.
Yes, I love Pietro's.
Yeah,
we had one in Salem, or
yeah,
we still do, I believe, in Salem.
Yeah, I think
as well.
There's one in, I want to say Milwaukee or
yeah,
Milwaukee.
Yeah, that sounds
I
right.
I think that's the last one. But man, go in there and play video games. I'll tell you about a place that you probably don't know much about. There's a place called Farrell's.
I don't think I've ever heard of Farrell's, no.
Farrell's was on, like, 16th and I want to say it was Weidler or something like that. I think, yeah, Weidler.
Okay.
And it was like a ice cream parlor and stuff like that, but it had video games and food and burgers and coolest place ever. It had like a whole candy bar to where you could find like little. It was awesome. And that was one of those things in Portland, like if you had
yes,
to be
please.
There to see it, man. So definitely missed that. Man.
Give me an Izzy cinnamon roll right now in my mouth.
Oh.
With the soft serve at the end of your meal.
Izzy's all gone though? They're all gone.
I think Izzy's is they've been dead for
years. They have little
years.
Steaks you could get too, like at a point, man.
You're right. Jake the Hater on YouTube says he's a Chinese buffet guy. Also,
absolutely.
Very underrated 100%, buffet.
Yeah. Depending on where you go, man, that's some good ones. So.
Absolutely.
Well, man, it is Memorial Day weekend, so hopefully all of you have a safe, happy Memorial Day. Think about the ones that you love, that you lost. Go visit the ones that you lost and everything like that. Make sure you really keep them in.
Go clean their graves.
Yeah.
Go do that.
Let's keep them in your memories today and tomorrow as we celebrate life and everything. But Schulte, thank you, man.
Love you, Rashad. Thank
you,
man.
Appreciate you. Appreciate all of you for joining us today. We'll be back. Well, most of us will be back next week. I probably won't because I'm getting married on Saturday.
Ah, congratulations,
I'll be
my
in
friend.
After that. Thank you so much. I'll see you there.
I appreciate you.
And I'll see y'all when I get back, man. Y'all have a good weekend. Peace. 10:51, Sunday, the 26th of May, 2024. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend. You are going to do some grilling tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to try to figure out. I got some frozen trout in the freezer. I got some burgers.
Ooh.
I got some steaks. Try to see what I want
to
grab.
Yeah, kind of, you know, vary it up. I like to do a nice, if I can get some salmon, you know, on the grill or something like that. Just
absolutely.
I like
some
to break
salmon.
It up a little bit. You know, I'm not a, while well, I love steak and I love, you know, chicken and all the stuff. Sometimes a nice piece of salmon, you know, maybe a cedar plank if you have one.
Yup.
You know, some lemons and whatnot can go a really, really long way.
I usually do my salmon dill and lemon and butter. Just keep it simple.
Real simple.
Tiny bit of salt, though. And, oh, my God, yeah, that dill and salmon, there's no flavor
there.
Yeah,
that's a game changer right there. And so, what about, are you a sides guy? Can you, You pretty good with your side dishes, which is equally as important to the barbecue.
That's absolutely. You gotta have fries. You gotta have some sort of vegetable. Like I love asparagus.
So
we'll do asparagus on the grill, or we'll probably just do this on the stovetop if we do it. But Brussels sprouts with bacon. That's a pretty 100% popular one in our house.
Absolutely. So. Brussels sprouts, bacon, and for me a steak. That's a perfect dinner for me. Brussels sprouts and a steak. Like, let's go.
Well, and I'm pretty simple. Just give me like some lettuce. Like I'll just do a salad with it's Ken's like cheesy Italian like zesty dressing or whatever. Like I love that s, and I will just pour it on some lettuce. And I got a meal.
I have a confession. I don't know if necessarily, but I am not a cheese on my salad guy. I hate it. It's
really?
Like I think it's gross. I don't see like cheese and egg and like even certain meats like ham. Like yeah, I'm cool. Like I don't need any of that. Like. I do enjoy like a nice spicy ranch if I can find one, you know, jalapeno ranch. But
okay.
For the most part, like I am not a cheese on my salad. So I hate Caesar salad. And, you know, I'll
Dang.
Hard pass for
I
me.
I love Caesar.
Hard pass for me. No, thank you.
I mean, I'm all about like the, I guess because of COVID and like germs, people don't really do this anymore. But like the pizzeria open salad bar.
Oh, man.
I believe like in Lincoln City, Gallucci's is one of the only places that still has one. You know, and you can get the eggs. I pile on the cheese. Dude, it is. It's old school. So, I love those.
I remember
love all the
after, you know, baseball games and stuff like that.
Oh,
like
yeah,
as a team,
yeah.
You go out to one of the Pizza Hut. One of the last Pizza Huts that was here,
yeah.
You know, had a dine-in, you know, spot. So we could just go ahead and go to the salad bar, like with the red cups. Like that was an experience. Like I'm honestly, you bring up a point, like COVID took away one of my favorite things, which was buffets in a lot of cases. Like some buffets never recovered.
The inner fat kid in you, Rashad, I love you. I'm
a huge buffet guy. Like for me, and I catch a lot of flack for this, but Hometown Buffet was like my favorite. Used to be Old Country Buffet. And
yes.
They changed the name
back in the day
to Hometown Buffet. And that's a go-to. Their breakfast, you know, their omelet bar, man, please. Let's go.
Like,
let's
that go. Slaps. Like, we're done.
Like, you're talking $10 for breakfast for as many omelets as I can ingest, please.
I gotta go Izzy's. Back in the day, dude, Izzy's Pizza and a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Listen to that harmony there.
Yeah,
okay.
we could do
I
a
see
gig,
you, bro.
Hell
I
yeah,
see
I
no.
see you.
Izzy's was a great one. We had Pietro's Pizza.
Yes, I love Pietro's. Yeah, we had one in Salem, or we still do, I believe, in Salem.
Yeah, I think
as well.
There's one in I want to say Milwaukee or
yeah,
near
that,
Milwaukee.
Yeah, that
I think
sounds
that's
right.
I think that's the last one. But man, go in there and play video games. I'll tell you about a place that you probably don't know much about. It's a place called Farrell's.
I don't think I've ever heard of Farrell's, no.
Farrell's was on, like, 16th and I want to say it was Weidler or something like that. Weidler.
Okay.
And it was like a ice cream parlor and stuff like that, but it had video games and food and burgers and coolest place ever. It had like a whole candy bar to where you could find like little... It was awesome, and that was one of those things in Portland, like, if you had yes, to be there to see it, man, so definitely miss that. Man.
Give me an Izzy cinnamon roll right now in my mouth.
Oh.
With the soft serve at the end of your meal.
Is Izzy's all gone? They're all
I
gone.
I think Izzy's, they've been dead for years.
They have little
years.
Steaks you could get, too, like, at a point, man.
You're right. Jake the Hater on YouTube says he's a Chinese buffet guy. Also, very underrated 100%, buffet.
Yeah. Depending on where you go, man, that's some good ones. So.
Absolutely.
Well, man, it is Memorial Day weekend, so hopefully all of you have a safe, happy Memorial Day. Think about the ones that you love, that you lost. Go visit the ones that you lost and everything like that. Make sure you really keep them in.
Go clean their graves.
Yeah.
Go do that.
Let's keep them in your memories today and tomorrow as we celebrate life and everything. But Schulte, thank you, man.
Love you, Rashad. Thank you,
man. Appreciate you. Appreciate all of you for joining us today. We'll be back. Well, most of us will be back next week. I probably won't because I'm getting married on Saturday.
Ah, congratulations, my friend.
I'll be in after that. Thank you so much. I'll see you there.
I appreciate you.
And I'll see y'all when I get back, man. Y'all have a good weekend. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and fees apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.